Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Steve Silverman, who is the president and CEO of Abbey Carpet and Floor. How are you doing this morning, Steve?
Well, Kemp, you just promoted me. I'm COO and president of Abbey. Phil Gutierrez is chairman and CEO. And I'm
okay,
doing
COO.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Okay, good, good. I'm real good. All right. So one of the reasons I wanted to get you to talk to our listeners this morning was because you have a monumental anniversary this year. Your organization is actually 50 years old. Is that correct?
Yes, it is, and it was. It's quite gratifying to be able to say, and certainly in today's economic climate, that you have been in business for 50 years. And we began the celebration during our convention in Anaheim about 5 weeks ago, and we'll continue it throughout the year with various promotions for our members.
For those that may not be quite up to speed with what Abbey's doing, you have over 800 locations, isn't that right?
We have over 800 storefronts when you consider the three franchises that we have, Abbey being the largest, of course, followed by Floors to Go. And then a wholesale to the trade business called the Floor Club.
And you're a franchise group of retailers that specialize in the flooring business.
Primarily, with the exception of the wholesale business or wholesale to the trade business, which is called the Floor Club. The Floor Club has 20 showrooms, and all of the rest would be Abbey primarily, and then followed by Floors to Go.
Okay. And this 50-year anniversary, I guess, does that make you the oldest organization of your type?
I would think so. The company was started by Milt Levison in 1958 in San Francisco, California.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not start as a franchise, really, until 1961. But Milt had a vision to go from owning retail stores to being a franchisor of retail stores 3 years after he began in business. And as I say, that that 1958 was the landmark that we're celebrating the 50-year anniversary of today.
Did he name his first store Abbey Carpets?
He named his first store Abbey Carpet, and the significance of that is merely to be first in the telephone book.
Okay. I was wondering if he had a daughter or a significant person named Abbey.
That's a question that most people ask, and they have the same thought as you.
Uh-huh.
But no, it wasn't a daughter. In fact, Milt had two sons.
Okay.
But it was just to be first in the telephone book, in the yellow pages.
Okay. Now, let me ask, what are the benefits of membership to Abbey?
Well, we have a long list of benefits, and as you know, and most of the industry knows, they refer to Abbey and companies similar to us as buying groups. When in fact, we're not buying groups. We don't actually buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
We do the marketing. We do the advertising. We do the technology for our members. More or less, the packaging. Private label identity on the exterior of the store, as well as once the consumer walks into the store, which helps our members protect their margins compared to retailers who are using manufacturers' names.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to think of ourselves as being able to do something en masse for a group of retailers that can't do the same thing for themselves as far as the quality that we can do it, nor at the low cost that we can do it. The floor covering retailer today is concerned primarily with dealing with the consumer, dealing with the installation, with every order other than an area rug being a custom order, and they really don't have time to focus on some of the more important things that consumers look for today, and that's an interactive website, national advertising, homogeneous displays, and a private identity.
All right, let me ask you, so I think you rolled out a new website this year, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Actually, it will roll out officially in May, and we announced it during our convention at both for both Abbey and Floors to Go.
And this is a consumer website.
This is a consumer website, and it is the most cutting-edge, technologically advanced website, we believe, not only in the floor covering industry, but we think we can match any industry in terms of the flexibility and what the consumer can do on the website, feeding information to our members. But the primary purpose of the website, which is the primary purpose of everything that we do, is to drive the consumer to our members' locations. And when the consumer logs on to buyabby.com or floors2go.com and they put in their zip code when they're looking for a floor covering retailer, only Abby or Floors2Go members, respectively, for their own individual websites will show up, as opposed to a listing of 30 or 40 retailers, is typically the case with other websites in our industry.
Okay, and so what's the URL or the address for the new website when it's up and running?
It will be www.buyabby.com, or you can log on to www.abbycarpetandfloor.com or www.abby.com.
Okay. All right. And so you've got the website, and you also have, I think, a pretty major consumer advertising program, don't you?
We first dipped our toe into national advertising last year with two campaigns on television. We had a campaign on satellite during the spring and that lasted 2 months, and a two-month campaign in the fall on cable TV. And that both were very costly, but the problem with television is that you can choose your programs, but you can't select the times that they run, and it's difficult to get feedback on the success of advertising on television.
Mm-hmm.
When we made the decision to expand on that idea for 2008, we selected five consumer magazines, or shelter magazines, as some people call them, that have a much, much longer shelf life. They can deliver more of a quality image, and they can more easily guide our potential customers to the Abby website, where they can locate the Abby location nearest their zip code. And just as important, they can look for product information, so that when they come into the Abby store, they'll be armed with information about product and about floor covering through a learning experience that they would not have had they not logged on to the website or seen the national magazine advertising.
So actually having this new website makes your call to action on your consumer ad program pretty clean, doesn't it? I mean, that's what you're trying to do.
It's a complete chain of events, very clean. In fact, the first publications were put on the shelves in March for the April issues,
mm-hmm.
and as of last Friday, we had already funneled or our stores had received over 103 leads from the advertising. And the advertising is image building advertising. It's not price advertising. Every ad has the caption, "Every floor is a work of art." It's very upscale advertising, and it will advertise the various products in our industry in a very upscale fashion.
Well, it's pretty exciting times. You're 50 years old, and you've got all this great visibility and branding going on.
Well, as I said earlier, Kemp, I wish I were 50. I'm a little older than that. I'll tell you this: I've never felt so revitalized and so excited about anything. Bill Gutierrez, the chairman of our company, who owns Abby, agreed to the expenditures, and it's been very rewarding.
All right, good. Well, let me ask you a couple more questions I wanted to ask. What is the average size of an Abby member?
Well, in terms of volume and averages, unlike in baseball, don't necessarily indicate what you're really looking for. But the average volume of our members at retail, taking out the track builder business, is just under $2.6 million at sale.
Uh-huh.
And the average size of their showroom is slightly over 5,000 square feet.
Okay. All right. And you know, we all know this current economic situation we're in. Let me ask you, how are your members weathering this current situation?
It's tough. It's tough for most of them. We've been fortunate in that we haven't seen anyone go out of business or close their doors.
Mm-hmm.
And in certain areas of the country, like any other organization, it's being felt much harder than in others. The state of Florida, California, to be specific, Southern California, Southern Nevada, Arizona, those areas seem to be feeling it more than others. Where the Pacific Northwest, for example, they don't they're not feeling it as badly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One other question that comes to mind. I know that how long ago was it that you changed your name to add the carpet and floor?
Just a little over a year ago. In fact, during our convention in February of 2007, we changed the look of our logo, and we changed the name from Abbey Carpet to Abbey Carpet and Floor.
Okay. And what do you, I don't know if you're keeping statistics like this, but what percentage of your average members do you think is non-carpet?
Non-carpet in total, or...
I mean, do you think your members sell, is it about 60% carpet, or is it...
We do keep those statistics, and, mm-hmm. and if you take soft floor covering,
yeah.
which would include carpet and area rugs, leave out cushion.
Yeah,
our stores are doing about 55 to 57% in that one category.
Okay, so it's almost hard surfaces is almost half then.
Almost.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. All right. Well, listen, Steve, I really appreciate you spending time with our listeners. Sounds like a very exciting year for you this year. We've been talking to Steve Silverman, COO and president of Abbey Carpet and Floor, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net.